patent to the invention has expired, but attorneys and experts have found many companies that have been using the technology without a licensing contract. This includes Samsung Electronics, which recently settled with the university for an undisclosed amount. Andy Cohn is spokesperson for the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation. Wharf licenses the UW's patents. Cohn says they're now taking on IBM.
We also believe that they were infringing on the same technology. And it's the intellectual property developed here at the university. Our mission is to take inventions that have value in the marketplace and license them. People took the technology but didn't license them, and so we're trying to recover funds so we can provide additional monies to support research here at the university.
Cohn says the lawsuit, filed in federal court, claims the Wiley Parapetsco device has been used in IBM computers. He says the university's attorneys hope to settle things with IBM without going to court, although they are prepared to go that route. A spokesman for IBM has declined comments on the matter. Samsung's settlement has made the Wiley Parapetsco device one of Wharf's top money earners for the previous year. Identical suits over the technology have been settled between the university and Sony and Toshiba. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.